Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burwell. Grateful and thankful to God for another opportunity to come and share with you all what the Lord has laid on my heart to release to you all on this evening. I want to invite those in the Richmond area or Tri-Cities area to come and be a part of our empowerment gathering this Saturday, April 20th at 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Baptist Church, 4401 Hobbs Lane in the Fulton area of Richmond. I'm excited about the great sounds that will be released from my dear friend Avril Somerville and from author and singer Josie Dorless from Orlando, Florida, and all the men and women of God who plan to come and get a better understanding of the power within. There's a lot that can be said about that, and I'm not going to touch it. But I do. I invite you to come out and be a part of that. Again, it's at Mount Calvary Baptist Church, 4401 Hobbs Lane, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Starts at 10 o'clock a.m., and I guess we'll be done about 1, if the Lord says the same. But I am certain, because I've given this to God to have his way with it, that it will be a time of great impartation, fun, worship, whatever. God is going to make sure you get what you need when you get there. I do want to thank you all for your continued support of the Empowerment Place. Thank God for the expansion, for those whose lives are being changed because of the teaching that comes on Fire and Desire Tuesdays, and along with the words that are released on Thursday evenings. This week on Saturday as well, I will be back on the air with another sound being released at 6 p.m., and that'll be posted later. But stay plugged in. If you like what you hear, please do. Find me on Facebook, Valerie Burwell. You can email me at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. I'll gladly reply. If you have questions, comments, desire prayer, you can always call me as well at 804-658-3159. We're here for you, okay? Let's pray. Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus, just thanking you for who you are, for all that you've done, all that you're doing. God, we even thank you in advance for those things that are to come. God, we're grateful for this word on tonight. God, because many have probably found themselves in this place where they were unsure of where they belonged. So, God, thank you for speaking to me, for speaking through me. God, that I offer no competition to the Holy Spirit, but yield, allowing the Spirit to have its way. Allow the word to come forth with clarity. Clarity, God. And power to impact those that will have an ear to hear what the Spirit is speaking. God, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, and we count it done now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So our topic tonight, I didn't know where I belonged. I didn't know where I belonged. Talk about me, y'all know I do, because I'm my best, I'm my best, you know, I'm the best one to tell you how it is, because I've been there, I didn't know where I belong. Because this topic could cover so many different realms of life, what I want to touch base on tonight is that spiritually, I didn't know where. So when I thought about that, I thought about the game that they play called Treasure Hunt. They have taken different items and hidden that will help you to get to those particular treasures. That's what I thought about first. And I said, why show me a treasure hunt when I'm telling you I didn't know where I belong? He said, because I came here journey. When spiritually you didn't know belonged. He said, I gave you instructions in my word. That's what the Bible is. It's instructions to help us with our daily living. Instructions that will be our guidepost to get us to the place that he would have us, our destination, finding our purpose, understanding the plan that he has for our lives. The word will help us to see that. It will reveal things to us. I said, okay, so what's the piece of the treasure hunt? He said, in your life, you've done a couple things, and when it comes to the things of ministry, you've stopped this place for a little bit, and you've cleaned. You moved to this place and you stayed a little bit and you gleaned. Then you went to this place and you stayed a little bit and you found another treasure. Then you went back to this place for a hot minute and you didn't find anything. Oh, yes, you did. You found a big treasure. I'm laughing because you know what I'm talking about. Amen. So I get that treasure and I move on. So seeking but about my potential and all the things that God had in store for me by aligning myself with his plan, I didn't get any of that. So throughout my young years, my teen years, church was just what we did on Sundays. It was the extension of go out Saturday night, do whatever you do, go to church on Sunday, get through the service, leave, go home. And it's no relationship. Nothing. That went on into my 20s and 30s. And I'm still bouncing around, still seeking because I'm thinking there's got to be something. So, you know, okay, I'm in the Baptist church and please understand people that are listening. I'm not discrediting anybody. I'm talking to you about my journey. I want you to say, oh, she was bad mouthing this, that. No, not bad mouthing anybody or anything. I'm explaining to you my journey because I didn't know where I belonged. So I'm there and I'm hearing a lot of teaching. And because I wasn't a student of the word, I wasn't studying to show myself approved, you know, one who need not be ashamed, rightly divided. I didn't do that. I didn't take the time, first and foremost, because I didn't have a relationship. The word meant nothing to me. You know, ask me to read a scripture, I'll read it, but then I'm not looking at it. I don't want those instructions because I'm doing it my own way. Ha. Huh. Isn't that something? I'm doing it my own way. I was doing it my own way. That's why I didn't know where I belonged, because I was operating in me. A light just went off of somebody. Ah, that makes sense. So I did that. I did that for a while. And I was like, okay, this is boring because nobody's life is changing. Nobody's making any noise. They're always so quiet. Everybody's got an assigned seat. I'm going to transition to something else. So I did. Transition to another denomination. This one was jumping. Folks was running around the church, falling out, screaming, howling, speaking in tongues. They were jumping. I was like, ooh, this has got to be it. I stayed there for a while. I began to see, well, maybe this not it either. Maybe I don't belong here either, because where I saw this over here and I saw structure and I saw teaching, but I saw no manifestation of your power. I saw no healing, no deliverance, no movement, no progress, nothing. Now I come over on this side and I see a lot. I see movement, but I'm still, I don't think I belong here either. I'm seeing some things different, but it's still not speaking to what it is that you have for me, God. I'm still not hearing what I feel is pertinent for my growth so that I can be all that you desire I be. Mind you, they talking. They making noise, yeah. But is it giving me everything that I need for where I am in order for me to get to that next place in you? So again, I move about. Seeking answers. Seeking direction. Well, you know, in that transition, God sort of gets my attention in his word. And it begins to speak to me about some things. And I said, okay, well, if I read this, this might help me. This might give me a little guidance. And I came across a scripture in Romans chapter 14, which talks about not criticizing each other. Because you've got to know that when I was in those other places, there was a lot of criticism. A lot of criticism about each other. Romans 14, I'm going to start at verse 5. In the Living Bible, it says, some think that Christians should observe the Jewish holidays as special days to worship God. But others say it's wrong and foolish to go to all that trouble, for every day alike belongs to God. One question of this kind, everyone must decide for himself. If you have special days for worshiping the Lord, you're trying to honor him. You're doing a good thing. So as a person who eats meat that has been offered to idols, he is thankful to the Lord for it. He is doing right. And the person who won't touch such meat, he too is anxious to please the Lord and is thankful. Verse 7 says, we are not our own bosses to live or die as we ourselves might choose. Living or dying, we follow the Lord. Either way, we are his. Christ died and rose again for this very purpose, so that he can be our Lord, both while we live and when we die. You have no right to criticize your brother or look down on him. Remember, each of us will stand personally before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue confess to God. Yes, each of us will be given an account of himself to God. So don't criticize each other anymore. Try instead to live in such a way that you will never make your brother stumble by letting him see you doing something he thinks is wrong. As for myself, I am perfectly sure on the authority of the Lord Jesus that there is nothing really wrong with eating meat that has been offered to idols. But if someone believes it's wrong, then he shouldn't do it because for him it is wrong. Now you might say, okay, what does that have to do with where I belong? What that is saying is that while you're on your path to finding where you belong, be careful not to allow what people say, people that are criticizing your movement, become a distraction to keep you from seeking where you belong. So this kind of talking about me, you know, if you just look at the big chunks of it, because it's so much more. The big chunks that, you know, if you're in the midst of them and everybody's a vegetarian, or say everybody's fasting, and you could say, well, I'm getting ready to fix me a big steak and a potato, and you sit down in the midst of them and eat and fast it. Why you gonna do that? Why you want to fail? It's hard to feel like criticizing. So here you are on your journey. I'm seeking a truth that's for me. Because you don't or understand. Better yet, just embrace, allow me to embrace. If you have a thought and you're wondering why, take it to God. But I don't have time for that in my ear. Because right now, I'm trying to find where I belong. I need to know there's an urgency that I know where I belong. Because for too long, I didn't know. I didn't know. I talked to some of my sisters. You know, we talk about this sometimes, often actually, about how before we got an understanding of God's plan and purpose for our lives, before we were in alignment and understood our assignments in the earth to impact the kingdom of God, before we knew those things, we were doing all kind of crazy things in religious settings, in the church. It was right. It was good, but it wasn't right. I mean, we did mad crazy things, staying in church all day long, neglecting our family, all kind of things, thinking that we were doing the right thing, but it's not even where we belonged. It wasn't even where we belonged. It wasn't even where we belonged. Wow. It wasn't where we belonged. We tried to fit. We tried to be like a puzzle piece where you could just, like, force us into a place and keep us there, and we'll just squeeze, you know. But it wasn't where we belonged. Building 429 wrote a song about where I belong. Some of the lyrics of that says, "Sometimes I feel like I'm watching from the outside. Sometimes I feel like I'm breathing, but am I alive? I won't keep searching for answers that aren't here to find. All I know is I'm not home yet. This is not where I belong. This is not where I belong." Somebody's there in that spot right now. You're in a place spiritually, and you know it's not where you belong. You know it's not where you belong. But you haven't moved from that place. Is it because you don't know where? And, you know, like that scripture, we're like, I'm not sure, so I'm not going to move. At least I'm getting something, so I'll stay here. Really? But just because you're getting something, you're not going to move when you know you don't belong there? Because you're getting something. Something is better than nothing. Is it? When that something you're getting is a wrong something? Really? Think about that. For all of y'all that are getting something, and that something that you're getting is not right, does not speak to your purpose, does not speak to your assignment, does not speak to the original intent that God has for your life, is not enlarging you, is not expanding you, you'd rather get that than seek after the place where you belong, than to seek after the truth? Shame on you. Shame on you. Scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. Seeking God. Because when you seek him, he'll show you where you belong. He'll show you where you belong. No questions asked. He'll show you where you belong. He will. He showed me. It took me almost 50 years to figure out where I belonged. Somebody might say, God, 50 years? Yes. In my 50th year, God allowed me to find where I belong. To find where I belong. For all those years, I didn't know. I had nobody instilling in me the idea of success. I had nobody challenging me to be better than just good. They were content with what I gave as long as their needs were met, but wasn't doing anything for me. Really? Yeah, it's good to get a pat on the back. But even that pat on the back, when you don't please man, they stop patting you on your back. They shut you down. All the way down. All the way down. They'll shut you down. When you don't give them what they're looking for. When you stop behaving the way they want to. And all this happens when you don't know where you belong. You start settling. I did that for a long time. I did that. But then I told you, I got in God's word. I began to become a student. I began to study. Now, I won't claim to be a navigator, because that's not me. I know that there's some that read and they know it. You say a word, they know it. That's not me. I read it as God leads me to get understanding and clarity to help me understand what I'm seeing. But in Proverbs 24, verse 12, in the Living Bible it says, don't try to disclaim responsibility by saying you didn't know about it. For God, who knows all hearts, knows yours, and he knows you knew, and he will reward everyone according to his deeds. See, sometimes we claim, well, God, I didn't know I could do that. God, I didn't know. But along my journey, like I said, the treasure hunt. He would allow me to go to a place and pick up a treasure. That treasure was a nugget of truth. And because I heard it, then I was accountable. So when I started again to look for another treasure, he'd drop another nugget. Another nugget of accountability, another nugget of truth. All to help me get to that place where I belonged. So I couldn't have the conversation and say, well, God, I ain't know. And he'll say, yeah, you did. He could give me date, time, and moment of the time that I was in the place. He could pull a book, go to the page. You were sitting in that service on that day, and this was spoken. You did know. What can I say? I can't argue with him. He got the report. So you move, you seek. Don't stop seeking. Don't stop seeking. Don't stop seeking. Don't stop seeking after him, after his righteousness. Don't stop. It's a praise song that they used to sing. I'm chasing after you, no matter what I'm going through, because I need you more and more. That had to become my theme song, because I had to chase after him. I knew I had to find where I belong. So I chased after him. No matter what I had to do, no matter how far I had to drive, I was after him. Because I wanted to be in the place where I fit. I wanted to be in the place that would help me find my purpose. I want to be in the place where what God has placed me can be nurtured, that I can grow and expand and help others. Because that's what's on my heart to do. And God led me there. He got me to that place where I belong. So what kept me from not knowing? I didn't know because I was operating in self-righteousness. So I was more concerned about myself than I was concerned about a relationship with God. I went from being self-righteous, and I kept some of that. Then I wanted to be, then I became a man pleaser, because I figured as long as I pleased man, then man would take care of me. That didn't work either. I was never really a church hopper. It just didn't make sense to me. But in my self-righteous ways, in my man pleasing ways, I was going to continue to be lost. You will too. But when I start chasing after him, when I start chasing after the truth, when I was seeking the kingdom, I was able to find where I belong. And you can too. God has a plan for each of our lives. He has a purpose for each of our lives. There is an original intent for why he placed you here on the earth, that he wants you to fulfill. He wants you to know where you belong. He wants you to be, and he wants you to operate on purpose. He wants fulfillment to come forth from you. And listen, he wants it now. So if you're one who came even today, because I don't know where I belong, I'm going to be praying for you. I'm going to be seeking God